cattle futures trade remained light to start the week. More lighter-weight cattle placed in feedlots in November speaks to several unfolding realities, according to Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 28th of December. Cattle futures closed mixed amid light trade to start the week, with front month feeder cattle under the most pressure from increasing corn futures prices. Feeder cattle futures closed mixed from an average of 57 cents lower across the front half of the board to an average of 17 cents higher. However, they closed an average of $3.36 higher week-to-week on Monday. That was despite surging corn futures, which closed an average of 19.3 cents higher through the front six contracts week-to-week on Monday. And the increase also came despite the lack of cash direction, with most auction barns staying closed for the holidays until next week. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, says, corn futures have gained approximately 35 cents over the past 3 weeks, which is sure to be weighing on feeder cattle. However, it's unlikely corn prices can weigh too heavily, as the supply of feeder cattle for the next year is essentially set at this point, and competition for those cattle will be fierce. Live cattle futures closed narrowly mixed on Monday, from an average of 19 cents lower to an average of 19 cents higher. Week to week, though, they closed an average of $2.90 higher. That was with negotiated cash-fed cattle prices softening a bit early on in the week and then regaining some steam. Live prices were $135 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains in Nebraska and at $138 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress trade was at $217 to $218. The five-area direct weighted average steer price last week was $1.55 lower at $135.64. It was $1.12 lower in the beef at $217.30. Trade was a standstill through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. As slaughter levels ramped back up to typical levels in January, Griffith says finished cattle prices will be supported moving into March and April. The January and February market may continue to be sluggish relative to the late fall surge, but he says prices should stay above $130 and push back to the $140 mark as demand strengthens seasonally in the spring and summer. At the same time, wholesale beef prices show signs of reaching support levels. Choice box beef cutout value is $1.54 higher Monday afternoon at $264.48 hundredweight. Select was $2.23 higher at $255.18. Week to week, choice was $2.10 higher, and select was $4.51 higher. According to Griffith, wholesale beef prices are expected to increase moving into the spring and summer, which means retailers will be forced to keep the retail price of beef elevated. Although there has been considerable conversation concerning consumers' willingness to pay for beef, he says there's currently no reason to think that consumers will curtail their beef buying.
Shh, hear that? It's a quiet, easy-handling Hereford cow. That's right. No broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year at the same time. That's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at Hereford.org.
I had results from just one weekly Monday sale to report at press time. For Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, where steers sold steady to $5 higher, and heifers traded steady to $7 higher with 1,500 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices bounced higher Monday, buoyed by optimistic early reports of holiday spending. Holiday retail sales, excluding automotive, increased 8.5% year over year during the holiday season of November 1st through December 24th, according to MasterCard Spending Pulse, which measures in-store and online retail sales across all forms of payment. Online sales grew 11% compared to the same period last year. According to Steve Sadov, senior advisor for MasterCard and former CEO and chairman of Saks Incorporated, shoppers were eager to secure their gifts ahead of the retail rush, with conversations surrounding supply chain and labor supply issues sending consumers online and to stores in droves. He adds that consumers splurged throughout the season, with apparel and department stores experiencing strong growth. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 351 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 65 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 217 points. Higher oil prices also added support. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME were $1.72 to $1.78 higher in the front six contracts. More lighter weight cattle placed in feedlots in November compared to the rest of the months in the year speaks to several unfolding realities, according to Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. As noted in the last Cattle Current, November feedlot placements were 3.6% more year over year, according to the latest USDA Cattle on Feed report. Peel points out the increase was comprised of cattle weighing less than 700 pounds, which were 7.0% more than the previous year. Cattle placed on feed at weights heavier than 700 pounds were 0.7% less. Peel explains placements of lightweight cattle are typically high in November, with seasonally large numbers of springborn calves. However, the increase this year may be somewhat exaggerated for several reasons. First, Peel says, increased placements likely stem in part from the drought quashing some winter grazing and backgrounding opportunities. He adds that drought may also mean fewer heifers being held as replacements, further increasing lightweight placements. Finally, Peel says, feedlots may be placing more lightweight cattle simply because overall feeder supplies are declining. As feeder cattle supplies decrease for at least a few months, feedlots will be able to maintain feedlot inventories by placing smaller cattle, essentially borrowing against future feeder supplies. Lightweight placements will also add more days on feed and further extend feedlot inventories for a period of time. However, as 2022 proceeds, Peel says smaller feeder cattle supplies will result in more pronounced decreases in feedlot inventories. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 28th of December. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.